Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shiurim in Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are presently holding in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, talking about being Moirig B'Malchus, somebody who rebels against the king. Rambam writes, "Kol ha-moireid b'melech Yisrael yesh l'melech b'shus l'hargo." Anybody who rebels against a Jewish king, the king has the right to kill him. Afilu gozer alechem misharam sheyach ha-makom ploni v'loach, even if he's gozer, and a person from the nation to go to a certain place and he doesn't go, shalei yetzah mi-beis ha-v'yatza, we're not to go out of his house, and he went out of his house, he's chayiv misa. V'yimratza l'hargo yaharag, if he wants to kill him, he can kill him. Shenemar kol yishayam respech, anybody who rebels against your mouth, talking about the king. For anybody who disgraces the king or blasphemes him, disgraces him. Yesh l'melech rishus l'hargo, the king has rishus to kill him. Kashimi ben Gera, like Shimi ben Gera, disrespected in David. Ve'en l'melech rishus l'hargo, saif b'uvad. And the king only has rishus to kill with saif. Kill with the sword. Yesh lo lesser l'hakas b'shelt l'chvodo, and he can incarcerate or hit with whips for his honor of l'afkir mom, but he shouldn't make onerous money v'im hifkar reza gezel. If he did so, it's gezel. So from the Rambam we see that the chiyuv mis of moired b'malchus is only a reshus, like he writes the yadach l'melech reshus l'hargoy, and afterwards he writes the meratz ha'melech l'hargoy yaharek. Reshet oli b'ritzon ha'melech v'chein ha'chakach. Mecharif is Hamelech, somebody who was Mecharif the king. Rambam writes, Rishus Lahargai. When he blasphemes the king, he has Rishus to kill him again. It's all Rishus. So then why does the Rambam say, in this very self-same halacha, Chayev Misa? If he tells him to go to a certain place and he doesn't go, or that he shouldn't leave his house, and he goes out, he's Chayev Misa. Why Chayev Misa? What's the solution of Chiyu? Why does he say chay of misa? So it's mashmin, it's not rishus, it's a chiyuv. Rambam say for a mitzvah, mitzvah says he could find gemar writes mishi yavur al mitzvah se v'leish ma'ilav in a royal mutter l'melech l'arak amoshi yotze. Somebody who's over on his mitzvah and doesn't listen to him, it is fitting and permitted for the king to kill him as he wants. Kamo shomer kol Yisrael al atzman kol yishay yamer espicha. Anybody who doesn't listen to your word, rebels against your word. So we see Akopanim Roy Lahargo. He says, Roy umutter l'melech l'hargo. So it's fitting. So you see in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs that it's fitting for the king to kill him. And so writes the Rambam. And the Rambam here writes, Ratza l'hargo. The Rambam doesn't say Roy. The Rambam says, Ratza. Klichem da'al Torah parashas b'shoftim. Oshei medini ha'melech. It's on the steer between the Rambam here and the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we just noted, Ayin Sham in the Pekli Chemda. So again, the Rambam here says that it's a din, that it's a rishus, and that it's a rishus, and the Rambam there says that it's a ro'ui. This is also discussed by Rav Meir Dan Plotsky, the same Pekli Chemda. He talks about in the Chemda Sisrael and Oslamites, Mitzvahin Gimel, Kofayin Gimel. He proves from the Rambam that it's only a rishus from the fact that David HaMelech didn't kill Shimi, who was Mecharif and Megadif him, who blasphemed him, who scorned him. So you see, it's only a rishus. So there he discusses the question of why the king's not allowed to be Mochel and it's covered. And he writes, and this is all brought, again, we're basing ourselves on our Rambam Shirim are generally Hilchos Malachim and Hilchos Mamrim, which from the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin HaGadol Muflag HaMuflag HaRav Manzitzel. So the Kli Chemda writes that since he was already over and covered HaMelech, Mechil is effective, Lim Mafrei, and he brings from the Chasim Sofer, Neben Ezer Kufn and Aleph, Shedani Mamelech Yachol Limchal HaLechi Uv Misa Mitzad Mel Shemochal HaKvodo and Kvodo Mochal Kunim King, B'Mochal HaMechi Uv Misa, because Mel Shemochal HaKvodo and Kvodo Mochal. So can he be mochel on the chiyuv misa? It says maybe from Shimi, David didn't kill. There's no raya because in the end he was killed by Shlomo, but Sivui David. In the Chavis Yisrael, there he's Tameh and the Chasim Sofer from the Rambam over here. The Rambam here says it's only a Rishus. So he can be Moichel and his Kavod. And there he wants to be Malamit Tzchus and the Chasim Sofer, who's missing out on this Pash the Rambam, from the fact that the Chasim Sofer says he was writing without. He wants to be Loimed Tzchus and the Chasim Sofer. The Chasim Sofer wrote his Tshuva when he didn't have Sfarim, like the Chasim Sofer himself notes in that Tshuva. So he didn't have Sfarim, so he wasn't able to look inside in the Rambam. That's how he's Malamit Tzchus and the Chasim Sofer. Mitzad Sheni, the Chemdis Yisrael asks that if the Rambam is correct, that it's only a Rishus, and now, like he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's Roy Lahogoy, so why then would David command Shlomo to kill Shimi? It's only a Rishus. So therefore, it must be it's Roy Lahogoy, that's why David told Shimi to do it. Just David couldn't kill him because he took a Shur not to do so, as we see in the Pasuk. And the question then is, why the Rambam here doesn't say Roy Lahargo, Ain Sham, B'divrei Achem Nis Yisrael? However, in the Parshas Drochim and Drush Yud Aleph Divar Masru V'hine, he also asks, how did David not kill Shimi? Melech Shemochal Al Kavoidoi Ein Kavoidoi Mochul. And there he writes that those 6 months that David was running away from Avshalom, he was Meskaper B'Seira Kehedyot. He would bring a Seira like a simple person, and not a Seira that a Melech brings, but a Seira like a Hedyot brings, like we see in Yerushalmi, Parakam de Rosh Hashanah. So because of those 6 months, he didn't have a din melech, lo haya lo din melech. And therefore, there's no chi of morid b'malchus, because Yitaka didn't have a din melech. And the stei chemed, I love the stei chemed, and the divrei chachamim and simen mem hey, is tamer mi divrei Rambam kan. He says, kol ha-morid einu el reshus. So what's the Parshas Drachim's problem from Shimi? That he didn't kill Shimi, and he had to say it's because he didn't have a din melech when he's running away from Avshalom. It's only reshus anyway. And he's also Tameya when he himself writes in Drush Yud Gimel, Divar Masel, him called Zayuvan. He brings the Rambam, the Parshas Drachim brings the Rambam that it's only a Rishus. So what's his problem from Shimi? And there he brings from the Marit in his Drush in Parshas Chayesara, who also asks from Shimi, and he answers that he didn't have a din melech when he was running away from Avshalom. I don't understand. Look at the Rambam over here. It's only a Rishus. So what's your problem from Shimi? Shimi had din merid b'malchus. Shimi had a din merid b'malchus. K'mashkosev Rambam din merid b'chari from Agadif Mishimi. V'erkosev ha-marit v'ha-parshis d'orachim shlo haya merid b'malchus. Ma pitom? Shimi ken haya din merid b'malchus. Shimi had a din marid b'malchus. Because how do you see that Shimi had a din marid b'malchus? Look what the Rambam writes here. V'chein kol mevazes ha-melech ha-mechar for yesh ha-melech v'shus lago kish Shimi ben Gera. So you see an open Rambam that Yitaka does have a din of marid b'malchus. Don't say that David HaMelech wasn't a king. You see in the Rambam here that David HaMelech was a king when Shimi ben Gera started up with him. So how did the Ma'arit and the Parshas Drachim say that he didn't have a din of Marid B'malchus because David wasn't a king? But Mitzad Sheni, we do see in the Yerushalmi Taka, the Sheva Yitzhu Shaya, and Miskabir B'Seira. So he didn't have a din Melech. So how does the Rambam say that Shimi had a din Marid B'malchus when they see in the Yerushalmi that at that juncture, David HaMelech didn't have a din melech? And look also in the Avni Nezer and Yeridei and Shin Yud Bey's very famous tshuva, Siv Kotten Chof Zayin, in a gloss from the Shami Shmiel, the son of the Avni Nezer, Shekos Shutim Miyuchad Lekavi Siro, the boy Misha Eno Lekabav Ela Hashem Eloika Vayin Shem. Vein Gam came to Sefer Har Ephraim Shekach Kosev Eben Divar Meir Beharius, Shem Shlohayo Lo Din Melech, Vayin Shem Bekol Zet Sorech Iyun Tuva. So the Shem Yishmor writes there in that gloss, in that Haggah, to the tshuva of his father, the famous tshuva Sheish Ma'alos Lakisei, he writes, V'yadati ki ha'parshas drochem derech ha'melech derech cheres itoy, achlav ledrosha kosin avarocha shlibi oy dobro chodesh. So I want to say a na'izach, I want to say something new. The fact that it says in Yerushalmi, Perakam de Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak of Holiest, that 6 months David HaMelech was near Duff of Ne'av Shalom, he'd be miskaper b'si'ira kehediot, zok t'shaim Yishmiel, lav le'meimro, the oz lo ha'elo din melech klav, not pshat that he didn't have a din melech at all. And the me'achad din sar told me, she'en agav el Hashem Eloikov, u'macha she'ya near Duff of Messiara me'av Shalom, ba'akorchu yesh agav av srara, ve'en zet tole bim yesh din melech olo. So, he wants to say that really David HaMelech had a din melech, just this din of not bringing a se'ira, even though he had a din melech, but the din of whether or not if you bring a sar like a king, so that's if you have nobody above you but Hashem, and he was afraid of Avshalom, so he didn't have a din of bringing a sar because he was afraid of Avshalom. Really, he did have a din melech. So the fact that he brought a se'ira kehediot doesn't mean that he didn't have a din melech. So you can look there; it's a lengthy gloss, in addition to it being a very lengthy tshuva in the Avnei Nezer. Al Kopanim, we want to understand here what the status of David HaMelech was Shimei a Morid B'Malchus? Was he not a Morid B'Malchus? Is it a Rishus? Is it Roi? So the Maritz Chayis of a Kolzet Tzorchim to us. So Mir Habenshain, we already have in hand a number of very very important sources. And now we're going to go further. In the Maritz Chayis, in the Sefer Toras Nevi'im, he writes, the cave in the Yolof Mikra, the Yishol Yamre, Espicha Yumos, Mechi of Misa, Bav Morid, Bemalchus. So we have a pasuk, Kol Isha She Yamre, Espicha Yumos. That anybody who is Mamre, your mouth will be killed. This is a verse in the book of Joshua, the very beginning of the book of Joshua. Joshua had a din melech, chapter 1, verse 18. So, Maritz Chayis says, since we learn from the pasuk of Yishar Yamas Picha Yumas for Chiv Misav Morid B'Malchus, or according to the Ramban in his Perish Al Torah Pashas B'Chukosav, Yikra 27:29. The pasuk Olcher Mishar Yachor Min Adam V'Lo Yipad of Mos Yumas. The pasuk they call the Mishachrim Yisov B'Mechama Avlei Mechuyev Misa. But Chuvas Chasam Sofer Kosev Zeu Chuyev Misa Shomori B'Machal Shachimul Yisov Bar Mekol Shir Yamres Picha Yumas. In other words, the Chasam Sofer is understanding the Ramban to be saying that if they make a cherem in the war and they say not to touch what belongs to the enemy, and you do, so such a person dies. That's Midin Morid B'Malchus. So Mehechi Teisir Rishus. It says Yumas. So in other words, say if you learn from Yisra Sher Yamretz Picha Yumas. Say if you learn from the pasuk of Kol Cheren. You have a Mois Yumas. You have a death penalty. So Mehechi Teisir that it's Rishus. How can you invent that it's a Rishus if you have a pasuk that's saying that the guy is killed? Mehechi Teisir that it's Rishus. We Bechil Shabbos, we also have a choice. In the Rashban, his Chuvis, he writes that David HaMelech didn't kill Shimei and Yoav because it was Sarech Shah. And Ayin Shem B'Maritz Chayis Bo Sofet Shev Sof Sifra. It's a very interesting Sefer Torah Sanavim. Akopanim, you see that the Rashba learned. So he writes with Sarech Shah. So now that he learned B'Pashas that it's a Chiyuv. Just in this case, Sarech Shah, he didn't do it. The Rambam doesn't say it's a chiyuv. The Rambam says it's a rishus. Why does the Rambam say it's a rishus? We also have to understand. The Rambam din moired l'shnei inyonim. The Rambam says number one, there's a moired v'gazer v'lo niskayim gzei rasim, and then he brings the pasuk of kol isha yamres picha. Kol amoired b'melech yisrael yesh melech rishus lahargo. Afilu gazer alechad misham sheyelch b'makom ploni v'lo halach. O she yetzlo yetzim ibeisov v'yotzach hayv misav v'imratzel lahargo yahari. Shenu kol isha yamres picha. So any king who was geyser on somebody, he made a decree on somebody to go to a certain place, and he go, not to go to his house, and he goes out. So he's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa, my rabbi say. So that's number one. He was geyser v'lenis kamik zeh rosoi. ואחר חייבי דין מוירד נויסוף נוח הדין מוירד, של מבזה ומחריף, שגם הוא דין מוירד, that's also a דין מוירד, ונפסק אב אשר כל אשר יאמר אספיחה. Otherwise, where do you know a chiyuv from? In other words, afterwards, he goes on to something else called mevazeh semelech or mecharfo. So what's pshat in the Rambam, in mechalek, this the two separate dinim? In the end, the Rambam says, "Ein lemelech ushes lahargu al b'sayif b'seder." So they're both besayif, but why does the Rambam split it up into two different dinim? First quoting the pasuk Asher Yamar Espicha, and then going weiter, it's all the same. It's all married b'malchus. Now, what's also interesting is that the Rambam brings a makor, and from the second din from Shimi, that Shimi was mevazim, but the first din that he tells him to go home and he doesn't listen. There you have a makor from Uriah. Like the Atzmas Yosef writes in Kedushin 43a, and in Tosis Dibur Maslo Morid, in Shabbos 56a, Tosis Dibur Maslo Dharmale, Ayin Sham. The Rambam doesn't write a Makor. The Rambam writes in the Sefer from Shimi, in the Reisha, the Rambam doesn't write a Makor. So we have Nochakasha. Why does the Rambam only write a Makor for the second clause, but not for the first clause? And also, my time of Bereisha Kosev Rishus, Gam Chayev. It's interesting, in the Reisha, the Rambam writes Rishus, and the Rambam also says Chayev Misa. But in the Sefer, we don't see anything about being Chayev, we only see Rishus. So, we sweet friends have a slew of kashas. We want to know if it's Rishus or it's Roy or it's a Chiyu. We want to know if David Melech had a Din Melech or didn't have a Din Melech. We want to know why the Rambam split it up into two separate halachas. We want to know why the Rambam only writes a chiyuv in the first clause, but not in the second clause. We want to know why the Rambam writes a makor from Shimi Ben Gera in the second clause, but doesn't write the makor from Uriah in the first clause. So we really have our work cut out for us. So please stay tuned, and in Yirtzeh Hashem, hopefully in the next year we'll be zochah to present the Mahalach. And we have an asach vasuved in my rabbi's side. So please stay tuned, and it's going to be a super duper geschmack. Holy neder. Wow, just an amazing Torah. Amazing Torah. So please stick with me. Thank you for listening. Shalom.